This is a CBC podcast. It's the story behind the stories on As It Happens. From interviews with world leaders to the wild, weird, and wacky. As It Happens gets the straight goods right from the horse's mouth. Download the podcast at cbc.ca/podcasts.
Well, it seems that trouble is cooking in Brandon, Manitoba. Earlier this week, a lawsuit was filed on behalf of 83-year-old Hattie Milford, a home cook who believes that the authors of the best-selling cookbook, Better Cooking, have stolen some of her recipes. To tell us a little bit more about these accusations, I'm joined on the line by Miss Milford's grandson, Doug Primbos, who is acting as her legal counsel. Hello, Mr. Primbos.
Yes, hello.
So tell us a little bit more about your grandmother's lawsuit and why she believes that Better Cooking has stolen some of her recipes.
Right. This Christmas, my grandmother had received the 12th edition of the Better Cooking cookbook. And upon thumbing through some of the initial recipes, her jaw literally dropped. She got to the dill dip recipe, which is right at the front of the book. And it's identical to the dill dip recipe that she has been making from scratch for her whole life. It's an 8-ounce package of cream cheese, an 8-ounce carton of dairy sour cream, 2 tablespoons of green onion, and then the freshly snipped dill. It's word for word identical.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound like a very complex recipe. Okay. Is there one that speaks to...
That's one of her simple recipes, but okay. I can assure you that as she made her way through the book, we were all absolutely aghast.
Okay, is there...
The number of recipes that were identical.
Is there maybe one that is a little bit more complex to illustrate your point?
Oh, good heavens, absolutely. Yes, of course there is. There's the bean and cheese burritos that they have listed, which is just simply 6 or 7 8-inch flour tortillas. Now, why would they say 6 or 7? Because that's what she has written down.
Okay.
And then a 16-ounce can of refried beans, shredded cheddar, shredded lettuce, and bottled salsa. It's identical.
Okay, so, but you don't think that this is a coincidence? I mean, how do you perceive that this cookbook found your grandmother's recipes all the way in the middle of Brandon, Manitoba? Why would they come to her, and how did they get these recipes?
You have to, you know, to really understand, you have to understand my grandmother. She is an exceptional cook, certainly known around the neighborhood, and it's our belief that somehow somebody had taken these recipes and sold them, I would imagine, for a relatively hefty price to this cookbook company.
Okay.
And they snapped them up, and right down to the corned beef hash, you know, and that's which's one of her specialties.
Okay, what makes her...
Stuffed shells. You know, I don't think that had been likely in the 11th edition of the book.
Let's go back to the corned beef hash. What makes hers so unique?
Oh, my goodness. It's just simply canned corned beef, 18 ounces, which is exactly what she uses, pinch of salt, a pinch of pepper, and then some shredded russet potatoes, and that's exactly what they have.
I don't mean to offend Mr. Primbos, but that's exactly the same recipe that I believe my mother uses as well.
Well, are you suggesting we do a joint suit?
No, okay, I'm curious as to how you plan on proving this.
Well, we have, of course, all of my grandmother's recipe cards that are handwritten, and it's very easy to sort of put an approximate date on the paper by just doing simple paper tests. As well, we have several photographs taken at different family events of the food, and these photos are time-stamped.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the program, Mr. Primbos, and best of luck with this.
Have you ever heard of anybody anywhere making a puffy omelet?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, that may not be one of the recipes that... Okay.
Best of luck to you, Mr. Primbos.
Thank you. I just wish my grandmother were still alive.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.